fists are affecting the party more and more. Will they be successful babbling their way through the rest of the island? Who knows? Let's find out in the next episode. Let's roll. This patch of land barely rises above water level. Lush moss covers a perfectly flat expanse.
So much moss.
Who was it that turned retarded in our one shot? You might not have been there.
I wasn't there.
I think it was truck stop. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Truck stop?
Truck stop training.
Not anymore. Just truck stop.
Oh, you got rid of the...
Yeah.
He's trying to be more PC.
That's lame.
Yeah, weak.
I feel like it cast dispersions upon the tranny community.
That's right.
To remove
the upon tranny community. Tranny community.
The gay community?
Oh, that's the best clip ever. Did you ever hear that clip?
Yeah.
AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there's a wrestler, and he was on like an interview.
He's like a Southern wrestler.
Yeah, he's like real Southern, and the guys were like, you know, you're very big in the gay community. He's like, the gay community? It's like a sound, but it's great every time. The gay community. he was taken aback.
All right. Everyone make a wisdom survival check.
Stop!
Wait, survival?
It's a shitty land you're in. Yeah, survival check.
I don't like
this. Oh, that's not good. Four.
Nope. Didn't make it for you, though.
No.
Probably.
13?
Unless it's an 11.
Is it a 3? Please tell me it's a 3 that I had to beat.
What is it?
None of you recognize anything.
Oh.
My wisdom's bad anyway, so don't rely on me.
I mean, I had...
So you see... It's foggy, so you can't see the...
It's foggy.
You don't see the entirety of this hummock, but you know that the glowing is getting... You could
closer.
Almost see it. Like it's not so much dispersed anymore.
Is it a candle?
It's still far away, though.
Okay.
But you could tell from your vantage point that you have to either go to the east, to the next hummock, or to the north there. Looks like there's something you can jump onto.
Maybe can we take a rest here?
In the fog?
Not here. Okay. Because as you start moving, you realize you're sinking.
What? All right.
And anybody less than 50 pounds?
No. Sinks? I mean, your artificer might
wait. Wait, anybody less than 50 pounds sinks?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
he is less than 50 pounds.
Is he? So, yeah, so everyone else starts sinking.
Oh, God.
But
what's
Nash,
wrong with you guys?
Nash is like skittering the top.
I only move half speed, though.
So beneath you, you guys start sinking 3 feet east. Into the swamp, the marsh.
I go, no, and I transform into...
You can't.
You're babbling.
You can't talk.
Do you talk when you do it?
It doesn't... I looked at it. It does not say anything about verbal or components.
Well, you can't say no. You say, bleh! Blah, blah, blah! Bleh! What are you, a druid?
Yeah.
I'm not going to help.
What's it called? Wild shape?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't cast into a eagle from before.
Why?
You have to wait till you're level 8.
Oh, no, because I'm Circle of the Moon, I can start casting at CR1 at level 2.
You Circle of the Moon, man. Come on, you know.
Let me see this fucking thing.
Starting at second level, you can use your wild shape to transform into a beast with a challenge rating as high as 1.
Fine, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about you saying, like,
yes.
Wolf power! Or anything. So.
Form of, yeah.
Form of,
so
sea
I
slug.
Think I'm gonna
Why?
Go, I'm gonna go giant eagle again.
In your
giant eagle?
Yeah. And just to let you know, as an eagle, I have advantage on perception checks.
Ooh.
That rely on sight.
Well, nonetheless, you two.
Does the half movement still count, or is he fine now?
It still would count.
Oh my god, so half
that's
movement.
More of an internal.
So how does he fly?
Slower. A little more flappiness. going on, man.
Okay. How's he staying afloat?
All right, so which way would you are you guys going to try to go? To the west or to the east
you
or
said,
the north?
You said the north had like a landing or something we could climb on?
So to the west, it's definitely a farther trip through the water. You know, it's about 20 feet away, but it looks like a regular hummock. Whereas to the north, it looks like it might be more, with his eagle eyes, might be more like a series of stones you can hop across.
But it's quick, and that's quicker that way? With the stones?
I mean, you don't know.
Oh, I think so.
Because you can't see further than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Shit.
So you gotta make a choice first.
Can we go? I think we should go.
It's a little farther. You basically, it's shorter to the stones. You only have to make it like a couple blocks. Couple like 10 feet, whereas it's more like 15 feet to the edge of the other way. And basically, in this BS, you so you would start your turn. So make an initiative roll real quick, just see which order you guys are going in. 8.
15.
19 and oh no, sorry, 17 and a 12.
We got the 12.
Tomlin.
Okay. So it's you, Nash, Tomlin, Kronk. So you can help pull someone out since you're not sinking, but it's an action. But I'm going to say you can't. I don't know that.
He's a giant eagle.
I don't know. Would you be able to do it while you're flying, though? That seems like.
Grab onto my leg and I'll fly away.
Yeah, but can you carry? Something
yeah, what
that heavy.
Because
otherwise, then you would be able to ride the giant eagle.
Yay! They do it in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but you're not as noble as those eagles.
Oh, okay. <I'm sorry. laughs> Rude. My bad.
5E eagle.
Carrying. Giant eagle carrying weight. Why are you looking these things?
It is weirdly specific.
That doesn't really give me an idea of how big it is.
Is it a large, medium?
It's a large beast.
Okay, it's a large beast. So it's one size bigger than medium.
Thanks.
No, it's important because...
I mean, it is
no,
fighting.
No, it's just funny the way that...
And actually, my flight is 80 feet, so I can move 40 feet.
If it was huge, it would be two times bigger.
Huge.
I'll say you could probably pull... Tomlin.
Nash.
Nash isn't sinking. You probably pulled Tomlin out.
Nash is like, I have some more rest here.
Why are you guys sinking into this one?
That's weird.
Artash! Or whatever.
Artax!
Artax. So, do you pull him out?
Yeah, pull
him. Alright. Pulls Tomlin out.
I'm sinking very fast.
Croc, no! Don't let the sadness get you!
Got these big hands. I think I could hold on.
Alright, it is Nash's turn.
Why is there a turn?
Because
it's
actually
to get
sorry.
Out of the thing.
He went into turn based mode for us.
Okay. Yes.
No, you stay here and you watch.
Okay. Yeah, watch us play game.
Let's say nothing.
Really not.
Hey, ask our viewer,
yeah. He doesn't even watch, he just listens.
We consistently get 40 people to listen to our podcast.
They gotta be bots. They gotta be.
But it wouldn't work because that's like, if it was a bot,
it would be consistent.
It wouldn't
be
consistent. It would just count as a listen. It would just count as a hit.
Maybe it's the FBI.
Could be.
These guys
wait to watch these guys.
That makes more sense than actual listeners.
That's true. These guys are going down.
We're on a list.
We got to build
a
case.
Posting the evidence.
Yeah, we got to build a case here.
Better never run for any government.
They were very consistent with their posting of these illegal things.
It's pretty incredible.
Illegal. And they made this case so easy.
I know, right?
Practically solved.
We put the new guy on it. It's. Easy practice.
Let's open their WhatsApp.
No!
Oh, dear God.
It's supposed to be encrypted.
It's encrypted, but you can't.
He's like, oh, okay.
It's like,
yeah.
Supposed to.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't get in there.
Yeah. You got us. The FBI.
All I do is stick a little thing on the fucking outside. Like a man in the middle attack.
I don't think they can do that. No, it's site to site because it's encrypted on the phone.
So. Then they go into your PC while you're out.
Damn it.
Done.
Yeah. You'd never notice.
Then you'd be done, yeah.
They'd find a way.
I'm sure they don't even need to. I'm sure there's back doors.
Oh, yeah, there's gotta be. Yeah. Especially WhatsApp. The government probably can't even know.
The government actually owns WhatsApp.
I mean, it's Facebook, right? Or something?
Yeah.
So. That's who owns WhatsApp?
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Nothing's safe ever.
Zuckerberg.
All right. Anywho, Nash. But Nash is going to need to make a strength check if he wants to try to pull Kruk out.
There's no way Nash could pull Kruk. It's impossible.
You're going to have to make a pretty high strength check.
One, he's got a strength of 10. And two, I don't think physics works that way. Like, he would try and lift him, and he would just sink into the mud.
Well, you'd pull him.
You know how physics works.
Never know.
I don't think that would work.
Hey, what if you roll a 20?
I mean, all right, I'll try it. But if I get...
He rolls a 1. Ah!
2.
No, that's close.
Oh my god, that's way worse. So, it looks very silly.
Of course. Yeah. I knew it was going to look like this. I don't know why you want me to drive.
Difficult. You're really heavy.
Alright, it is Tomlin's turn. Tomlin?
Tomlin? Well, he's out of the muck right now. And he's like, I think we should go west, guys.
Okay.
Because we need to rest.
Okay.
I do need a good rest.
I mean, you're not. You're very close to the pulsing light area.
Well, that's north, isn't it?
Either way, heads closer to that area.
Alright, well, west, at least that looks like solid land.
Yeah, maybe that is true.
Maybe
fair.
We could rest there.
Alright, let's do that.
Hold on, and then, well...
I gotta get out.
Yeah, Crux lost to get out. So, on your turn...
Oh, you know what I can do? I forgot about this. Hold on.
Is it like mud we're sinking in, or what is this?
Yeah. You're just in a shitty, swampy area.
I was gonna say, if it was
literally like Artax.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like quicksand.
Kind of, yeah.
Because I was going to say, if it was like water, I should be able to swim.
No, yeah, it's more of like a non-Newtonian physics.
Oh,
like,
got it.
You know,
understood.
Material.
As they put in D&D frequently.
Non-Newtonian physics.
Just punch your way out.
Why am I going further down?
Nash, instead of doing that stupid thing.
Oh, no, we're past Nash.
Oh, come on.
No way.
He already did the stupid
thing. Yeah, you did the stupid thing. We're not rewinding that.
Well, I
thought you were doing something for Tomlin.
No, I okay, that's fine. That's fair. No, Tomlin can't do anything, but Nash can.
All right, so you sink an additional 4 feet into this one. How tall is your guy?
My guy? I don't know if I have that written down. He's very tall.
he's very tall.
He's really tall.
He's like at least 10 feet.
I'll look up how big turtles are.
Yeah, like 8 feet tall or something like that.
They're not like, no, that's Goliath.
Between 5 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, okay,
so it's like a human.
So you're now under.
I'm under the water. Under the sand, yeah.
And you hear a gross sucking noise.
All right.
Sucking them off under there.
So can...
Wait. Don't get me
out. Hold on, but you can can make a strength save.
Okay.
It's... Oh, it's actually not too bad. Good.
20!
You're out. You come flying out like a fucking hero.
So, will he still sink if he stays here?
No. Okay. You guys have found your footing.
Out of that area. Right,
good. So, let's go west. That's what we
can do. Silly.
Here's I thought it was a higher DC. It's like, the DC is 5 plus the number of feet they've sunk. Oh, they have sunk.
Oh, okay. So, he just flies out.
Yeah.
It's like, god damn.
Superhero landing. Yeah, wow. He's agile for a big guy.
May make sense. You're wearing a mask of turtle power.
That's true. TORTLE power.
All right, so we go to the other hammock.
Yes.
Temporary.
So on this hammock, it is very small, and it's covered in moss, weeds, and thorny vines.
Fun. Is it somewhere we could perhaps rest? God damn it.
No. Because you hear whistling.
Oh, great.
Coming from the other...
And banjo
can
music?
We short rest at least?
Kind of... Not at this point.
God damn it.
If you did it on the third island, yes. But...
Third island.
You're making... the fog is getting to you, guys. So make another
Jesus fucking
constitution saving throw.
I can't keep doing this. 17.
You're good.
Yeah. 13.
I mean, they both miss it.
They
both have a disadvantage on ability checks, so.
Yeah, so you guys start babbling.
Oh, no, I'm the only one that can talk now.
Neither one of them are spellcasters, it's fine.
Harold starts screaming.
Oh, no.
Just all the time?
That's not good.
Yeah, so any
as an eagle?
Yeah, you're just. Slapping. Basically.
What is it, like? Mental pain.
It's getting into your soul.
Nash wants to say shut the fuck up, but he goes. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. So you're it basically, and it doesn't really matter anymore because it. But if you were to cast a concentration spell, it would require a DC 10 every turn to make sure you keep it, and you no longer can take opportunity attacks because you're too fucking.
Why is it every one of your fucking quests have these stupid, goddamn, increasingly bad things that happen?
That was one thing, and this is another one, isn't it?
That's two.
Two nipples. So wasn't I scream?
Which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
Yeah, you just scream and you can't make concentration. You can do concentration spells that don't involve talking.
Can they involve screaming?
Does he scream like babble scream? Like he can't.
Like, he's like the Tasmanian devil.
So do you make your way to the last island here?
Yep.
Is it somewhere we could rest? Maybe.
No. Maybe. Yeah.
That means no.
Fine.
It is the most dangerous.
There's no way. There's no. I mean, I can't. Both of my guys are
cast. This island is completely on fire.
This is like fucking.
So realizing your time in the fog is making you
crazy.
Crazy. You move forward onto the last hummock, splashing your way on. You see a circle of stone tiles with an obelisk that lies on the far side of the hummock. Set into the obelisk is a pulsing blue gem that looks unlike any kind you've seen before.
I smash it.
Unfortunately, in front of the circle of...
Why is that your response?
...tiles
God.
Stands a large man-like crocodile wearing a fancy woman's leather hat.
There it is.
Holding two blunderbusses. And emitting a low, crazed-like laugh.
Is that like a shotgun?
He's got two crocodiles and two large frogs flanking him. No siree! I don't need no guests today! Unless you want to stay for dinner.
What are you having?
Yeah, what are you having for dinner? What are you
having? I've never drunk
your butts!
Oh!
He's like, oh my god.
Me and my annoying friends are gonna fuck you
I mean,
up,
he looks
bro.
Kind of like he's been insane in the fog.
So he's going crazy, too.
Yeah. So
we gotta fight him.
Oh!
We don't have any other way out. We gotta get that fucking gem.
It's gonna be—it's gonna be problematic
because all your stuff involves talking.
All right. So the hummock is about 30 by 40, and rectangle-ish. There's a little around the edges. It's a little wavy, but it's fine. That's the solid land.
At 40,
really not a lot of. Just somatic spells.
It's tough. That's why the sorcerer with the one where you can take away the speech is so good.
Oh, yeah. That was still my favorite thing.
You just make it.
That was one of my favorite things ever.
An old speech.
Yeah, silence on exposition.
Well, no. They had the sorcerer spell thing where you can take away the speech part of the spell.
Oh, so you can just make it. Talking. I see. I thought you meant to just do the, like, silence.
So there is the main dude.
Yeah.
Two crocodiles.
The crocodile should be green, yes.
And two giant
frogs. Obviously!
Obviously.
So
two
let me get his... There we go.
Let
me just put a little nuke here. Right here.
Ooh, look, you're making it accurate. I like that.
All right.
Maybe great.
Initiative order. I will do one for each of these monsters. Straight. So
I guess we get to roll two, right?
Hold on 1 second.
No.
Oh, he did. He did roll good. Hold on. He has some dexterity there. Oh, not much. Okay. Still not good. Oh my god. It's like, oh, get ready for a battle, and then it's like, then they just fucking
they're all
roll
last.
Low. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. So, you guys have a... you have some possibility of doing
14 for me. Beautiful.
Eight and 10. Right. 8 for Tom, 10 for Nash.
Roll again for Tomlin.
17.
All right.
Bam.
21.
Nice.
Drink, bro.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
I like Michelob Ultra.
Oh, sweet, bro.
Michelob, since I call them.
Wow. All right. It's it is Harold's turn. You're a giant eagle, screaming your head off. No more pain.
Who are you attacking?
I guess two. Gonna go for the eyes.
Wait, you're this guy?
Nice. 24.
Is that number?
Number okay. Two green.
Two green.
So that's one of the crocodiles.
24 hits.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking up my...
You should be fucking sorry.
I'm really big beanie though, so I'm so sorry.
Big beanie.
How dare you?
Giant eagle. Okay.
You should. Why didn't you have it open, the giant eagle? you're a fucking giant eagle.
Because I didn't fucking read anything before I came, so I'm catching up. Oh my god. Alright, I get a multi-attack. Oh, so I actually get to hit him twice.
You can try. Probably will succeed.
I will. 22.
Yes, that's the hit.
2, 3, 4, 8, 10. 15, 21 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
He's dead.
Oh.
Come
on! He gone.
And then I fly up into the sky.
Okay.
Screaming.
Oh my god.
Well, technically, you could fly 20 feet into the sky.
That's true. I flew it. 20 feet into the sky.
I hate it so much.
Well, you're half speed, right? What's your movement as a giant
half
eagle?
Half speed, 80, flying.
Oh my god.
So I have 40.
And you moved up like 10, so yeah, you're about 20, 30 feet in the sky. You've got to fly back down again.
I understand. I know how things work.
Do you?
And then if you get knocked out of the sky, you get take falling damage.
What is that?
Oh. Nice. We're fancy here.
We have elevation and everything.
All right, Croc, your turn.
All right, so I am going to...
Leave your party?
I'm going to leave.
I'm done with screaming people.
You're right. Yeah.
Only until things go real wrong, and then I'm going to transform into a tiny frog and just hop away.
And then a bunch of Gripply get
you. Oh, this party's fucked.
This frog's screaming a lot. How sexy.
Oh, I love it. Reminds me when we were at that hut.
Scream if you want me to put it in you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm raging. And then I'm going to do Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave!
It's a 15-foot cube.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it like right here so I can get these
three. Yeah, you can get everybody, I think, right?
Everybody? 15
One,
feet?
One, two,
Probably just these
How three. How can you do Thunder Wave?
With my my magic
no, you can get everyone. Hammer. You can get everyone.
Okay, then I get everyone. So you got to do...
With some of the bullshit magic items I gave you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't get any good stuff.
You have to do...
Not yet, your stuff is coming up.
Okay.
In like 4 sessions from now. Actually, probably like 1 next session.
Okay. Constitution saving throw. Gotta be 15.
Probably not gonna make it. 15?
15.
Crocodile 1 misses it. Giant Frog 2 makes it.
Oh.
That one misses it. And then the hat wearing
guy
makes it.
Okay. Do I roll for each one or just one roll?
I think it's just one.
Okay. So it's 2d8. Do I add my damage for raging?
No.
Okay. So 9 damage, I guess you half it for the ones that made the save, right?
Okay.
And I push them all back 10 feet. So they go into the water, right?
Sure. Yeah, they go in the water. But they're fairly adept in the water.
Yeah, I figured. It's just getting them further away.
Yeah. Okay. Nash, your turn.
Fuck.
What are you gonna do?
Shut up. That's what I'm gonna do. Shut him, tell you, shut the fuck up. I'm looking at my somatic spells.
Is he still on that? Jeez.
Oh my god.
He's talking about semantics.
I'm gonna somat all over your face.
Oh.
But why? Because I can!
Alright. He's just gonna shoot someone.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's a good plan.
He's gonna shoot the one that's close.
You know, it doesn't need words. Bang!
That's true.
Crocodile.
That's right here. Go for it.
You probably will get him.
Oh, you overestimated me.
Big time.
That would be a 10.
No, you almost couldn't miss him.
But you did. I'm so dejected.
Tomlin's turn.
I mean, what? He doesn't even.
He's
have
just gonna. Speak.
Doesn't he have anything? Everything's probably needs speech for him.
Everything.
Needs
speech. Can you throw like an axe?
He
or
can
something
step up and hit him.
Any kind of.
I mean, I could. He's got a fairly decent armor class.
You can go after the main guy. He's close.
He doesn't have a lot of hit points though.
Well then.
Yeah. Hey, he's just gonna load his heavy crossbow.
Okay. And now we're on to the guys. The froggies.
We'll go back to the girls.
Why are these guys out?
Because I knocked them back with that thing.
Nice.
They both can make it up to Croc. So they do that.
Okay. Flanking, I guess.
They can't get that far.
So like
far both in front.
Both in front, like you.
Did I think it was Monson? That's what I want to do.
I know. I'm so glad they let us steal them.
You guys could have told me.
Could have.
I got one for my brother-in-law. You have your chair. At home, right?
I have a chair. I don't have this chair.
You got your executive chair, the one I bought.
Yeah.
Same one.
Yeah. I like it.
You like those ones better?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason. They're not as harsh on my butt.
You got a purple butt.
No. I have a purple cushion.
Oh, we talk about the purple butt now?
You have a purple butt.
For everyone listening right now, I am not a baboon.
All right. Anyway.
Bring it on, froggies. Bring it the fuck on.
Correct. 17?
Nope.
18. And next up is the
main guy?
Or
the crocodile.
The main guy.
The extra crocodile.
He is going to...
Look at him rocking.
He's going to step... He's going to step to the left of the number two.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, he'll step
to
the
number
two. And he whips out his blunderbusses.
Oh boy.
Thank God. Thank God this is blunderbusses.
So they basically make cone attacks because they're just like.
Yeah, huge like shots, yeah.
So each one. Kruk and Nash make a.
Wait, is this dude shooting?
No.
No, the yellow guy.
Oh, yellow.
Make a dex saving throw.
I feel like you would hit 2 and 1.
Oh, no. Not one.
Why you just miss it?
He gets a 16.
Okay, so he misses. He makes it. Make another one because he's shooting both.
Oh, okay.
Ah!
20!
Right, you make it.
I make another one.
Yeah.
Man, we blessed.
I say.
One bad, one good.
Okay, one good.
You guys take 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And
what kind of damage?
Dick.
It doesn't matter.
Do I still have the 10 hit points? Or no. Do they go away? Okay.
They go away when the thing goes away.
And he blew away number two.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's too close.
Thank you.
I never looked that
much. He doesn't care. As a bonus action, though, he goes... and he whistles.
Oh, that was the whistling weird.
Yeah. And two more
crocodiles.
Of each of the guys come out.
Oh, goddamn
it. Wait, of each of the guys? Even the big frogs?
Yeah, two.
Yeah,
you, from back there.
Oh, my God. You're going to kill us.
Well, he can't do anything, so I don't know.
All right. It's still the one turn, so he's going to try. But these guys are just like... Oh, he hits him. Nice.
Wait, who's attacking?
He's hitting Kruk. The guy in front of you didn't make an attack. Oh, wait, no, hold on.
Did they both
he's got to move. He's got to move up. He's going to move... No, not him.
The green one?
The green one.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't go yet.
Yeah, sure.
All the way up towards Kruk.
Yeah.
Well, not in the middle. Over here.
He's not smart enough to realize he's probably still in the line of fire. 12 points of piercing damage.
12?
Yeah. He bites. And the target is grappled.
I'm grappled?
Yeah.
Yikes. Shit.
You hit him? Did you roll?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
What does that do for me again?
Grapple? You can see, you big fucking cheater.
You're grappled.
But I mean, like, I can't.
You can't run away.
Oh, yeah.
You can still make attacks and everything. It's not that bad.
Okay.
And he has to let go of the bite to bite you again.
Got it.
So it's almost pointless.
I got it, yeah.
Anyway, top of the order, Harold.
All right, I guess Harold's going to swoop down and attack this guy.
Okay.
Why don't you go after the big guy?
Who won?
Yeah, because if we kill him, you can't.
Because honestly, I don't know if I can reach him.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Way to fly,
he decided to fly all the way up. As using all of his movement speed available. So basically, yeah, you probably can each 4 or 1 if you want to take one of the two.
Fourteen.
Yeah, hits.
Yes. I'm going to do my second attack. Nat 20.
Yeah.
Actually, my first one. So that is 14 plus... 21.
Well, that definitely.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
Yes!
And then you can fly 10 feet somewhere.
Down, I guess, right?
So from here, I can go 10 feet back up into the air?
Sure, if you want.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So I'm like here.
Okay, I guess I'll move this because it's not accurate anymore.
It's not accurate anymore. Yeah. Give me this.
No,
it's
here.
This is it. There you go.
That's 10 feet.
Caw!
We got 2 crocs left, right? We got 3 of these guys left,
right? Where's the gem at in relation to us right now?
Where's what?
That gem that they were guarding.
It's like back there.
Okay. Bud. It is?
It is croc's turn.
Alright.
You've got a croc and a frog in front of you. And the croc is currently biting your ankle.
I guess I'll do Reckless Attack so I can get the advantage on
him.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy's spiting your ankle, whatever.
Get the fuck off me. Oh, good thing I did that. So.
Yeah,
23.
Cool. Alright, so what do I get again? Ooh.
You're hitting the croc or the.
The frog.
Frog? Okay.
14.
Oh, you smash its face in.
All right, good, because I saved the second attack. You fuck.
Oh.
20, nat 20.
Nice.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. So beautiful.
Here we go. This is going to be good.
So wrecked.
All right.
Yeah, that kills it. You're 19, crushing it.
19 points of damage. You shit fuck. All right, and then I'm going to go over here.
You guys were worried about this fight? You fucking take him down.
Oh, wait, no, I shouldn't go over there, should I? I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
He's going to come up to me anyway.
It keeps him from moving around too much.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, it is Nash's turn.
All right, Nash.
It's always funny when you do these boss battles and the guards in the beginning gave you a harder problem.
Yeah, and you get to the boss,
he's like, ah! He's like, I'm going to shoot you! Ah, ah, ah!
Nash is going to use his Ring of Elements and cast Shatter.
Ooh, you got that from the Elemental Temple.
I did. Right in and get all those fuckers back.
Nice.
Back. Nice. Is that a dex?
3d8, yeah, dex save.
What is the DC?
Half as much on, I guess it would be his spellcasting modifier.
I love Shatter. That's a great spell.
That is.
I mean, you know, none of them make it anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Just whatever.
They have 10 at the most, which it's going to be at least a 12.
Sure.
Don't worry about
it. I might give you a DC for that, but.
11. So 17 points of damage.
Holy shit. They are still up, but they are...
like,
yeah, their eyes are coming out of their head.
He goes...
Some are missing limbs. Just like,
he He's like, I brought your mother from home.
Ooh, it's like an action movie star, but he just can't talk.
Arnold?
So, yeah, or Sylvester Stallone.
He turns to you and goes, how about Sean over there?
Uh-huh. All right, Tomlin, your turn.
He's stroking out.
Tomlin?
Fuck. Tomlin won't want to do anything.
Well, he loaded your crossbow.
He's going to shoot the crossbow at the big guy.
Oh, there you go.
Does he have to move to do that? Since
I'm nah, it's coming.
Right. Oh, yeah. 19. And that is a...
Wait, his AC's 28.
1d10.
Yeah. Roll a 10. That's flat. Not good. Don't roll that.
There's a flat 3? There's no average?
Flat 3.
How much?
3.
Everyone just kind of looks at you like...
He moves in front of Croc. Not that way. Why would they ever move?
I don't know.
You can tell he takes a second, uses a bonus action, reloads his blunderbusses again.
Both of me?
Well, it's a cone, so it's
good. Would I block him?
No.
No, okay.
Yes. Not how cones work.
I don't know.
It's blunderbussing.
Not how any of this works.
Unfortunately.
Make deck staves. Two of them. Missed both?
Yeah. That's a shame.
What was the number I had to reach?
50.
Yeah, I missed both. Fuck. No, I didn't make it.
You missed both?
Oh, I gotta do another
yes.
one.
Yes.
I make that one.
Okay, so first one, 9 points of damage.
No.
And the second one, 7 points of damage. So 16.
Man.
And then for you, it would be...
Wait, I take half damage on?
On, say, on a successful one, yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Do I get to half that?
Yep. And he actually, because you're in front of him directly, he's going to bite you with his face.
Bite you with his face?
But he misses.
I don't know how you...
So he snaps at you, but you...
Fuck!
These fucking things. Alright, so... How would I do that? The croc is gonna run up to. Yeah. He's gonna try to bite. Oh, that actually hit you. Holy shit. Yeah, he gets a good bite. Alright, so.
Uh oh.
10. Not too bad. Roll tar.
Oh no, Dio. You're fucked.
4 points of piercing damage, Dio.
4 total?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2.
The frogs can actually make a large jump from where they're standing.
Okay.
Where's their thing? There you go, giant frog. Yeah, so they're going to jump at you.
Me?
And they're going to make an attack. Please their shit is super shitty, so... One misses and it fucking dies. No, it's going after you, not him.
Oh, after me?
Yeah, because you're in the air.
Okay, so I went to
that. He killed itself.
Yeah, and the other one is going to 16 plus 3, so 19, so that hits.
Yeah.
I like to think it just jumped into a tree.
just pancaked.
Whoops.
So that does 3 points of piercing damage.
Bitch.
What a bitch.
And you're grappled.
Ooh. Does that bring him down?
Yeah. You fall to the ground.
Okay. You down.
Do I get fall damage since I fell 10 feet?
Yeah, you take 2 points.
Oh, no.
So does it, and it dies.
Wow.
I mean, that's what happened, right? Yeah. They would fall to the ground. I grappled them.
No, they are not.
And usually they can take some hits, but then they had 17 points right beforehand.
That's yeah. true, yeah. Like right off the bat.
Alright, it is what it is. Harold, your turn.
Alright, I'm gonna go over here and I'll hit number one.
Please don't. He's just trying to wear his hat. He just wanted to wear his hat.
That's all he wanted.
Nat 20.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Buddy.
I'm gonna hit him with my second one. 23.
That's it. Yep, sure.
Oh boy.
Why not?
22.
22 points total?
Yep.
Alrighty.
Oh no, that was a nat 20 the first one, right?
Yeah, it was.
What
a double
29.
Oh my god. Do math, Mike. Alright, it is Nash's turn.
Alright, Nash is gonna step to the side.
To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Watch out for the box.
And he's gonna shoot. Well, he's gonna try and shoot one, so. Yeah, he's gonna, can he do that?
Well, the crocodiles are low. I would imagine if you shoot over them.
Okay.
What's their on? They're on.
They're bipedal.
Yeah.
20.
Nat 20?
No, just a 20.
Oh, yeah, that.
Okay. An unnatural 20.
Yes.
14. So 15.
15 points of damage? Okay. Yeah. You're doing it.
You're doing it, Peter.
You're imagining.
He's only got three bullets left in his...
It was good you guys didn't go the long way around. Because if you kept failing the fog, next to one would have been headaches where you get -2 to all your attacks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then the last one would have been confused where you don't get any bonus actions or reactions.
Oh my god. That would have
sucked. How long does it take for the fog to wear off?
Oh. It's the part of you now.
Oh.
No.
That's just part of you forever.
I'm smashing that fucking gem.
That's my fog. Who just went?
Nash.
Tomlin.
Tomlin.
Oh, he shot his crossbow last time. Is he loaded up?
Shot his wad. Yeah, we said you could load again. Is that how that works, or do I need to load again this turn?
Yeah, you would need to load it because it's a heavy crossbow.
All right, fine. He's just going to walk up to number two and mace it.
With advantage, too.
No means no!
That should be a hit. So that's 14.
Yeah.
And 1d8. So 3 points of damage.
Its intestines fall out of its butt.
Yay!
Is it alive though?
Yeah, but it's not gonna make it. Did I tell my family I love them?
No. My turn?
No, it's the guy's turn.
Did you skip me this time?
Did I?
He never got, yeah.
Yeah, I never
won. Oh, okay, it's your turn.
Ha ha! Ha ha! I don't want him whistling and calling more fuckers.
Yeah, me neither.
That's fair.
Hey, yo.
22.
Yep.
And.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Thirty?
Oh my god. He does not look good.
He's like, oh.
At all.
I guarantee nothing. I will now.
Yeah.
Ma.
He takes out a handkerchief and
show is hot up here.
Council approach a bench.
Y'all be ready to get up my shit right now.
He's gonna take one last. So, Croc and Tomlin make dexterity saving throws.
20!
Yeah.
For the first one.
Crap. 15.
14.
And a natural 20.
A 14, a 15?
A 15 and a natural
20. I got the exact. Oh, I didn't get the 15. I got a 14.
So, for the first one, half, you each take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
So, you would take 2. And the second one.
Oh, well, I got the one.
15 does make it. That's why you half it.
Oh, but yeah, but you said 2 to him.
But he's raging barbarian.
Oh, so 4. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
The raging Cajun.
The second one is 10 points of damage, which you take full damage, but half. So both of you take 5 points of damage.
So,
you both take half damage, but for different reasons.
So nine points. It's weird. It's just a fucking weird thing.
I'm D&D.
Okay.
It's when nerds have to be very specific with why things are happening.
You both take damage.
It's the exact same thing, but the reasons are different.
Different reasons.
I don't want anyone coming to me. All right, it's Harold's turn.
Where is Harold?
He's pooping.
You can roll for him. He's going to attack.
I don't even know what he's
doing. I don't know what he does.
His character
he's a giant eagle. Oh, here he comes.
Giant eagle.
I said no pooping in my house.
If you're going to do it...
Do it in the lawn.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I also don't poop normally anymore.
At all.
I poop.
You don't eat as much.
But I don't poop normally.
Mamie, down.
I'm not at code brown every 20 minutes.
Good. Make your attack.
Oh, sorry.
You could do it. You could finish this off. finish this guy off.
Oh, I was.
You just want more of that pepper.
223.
Get a couple more shots before the ride home.
That was close. No, I don't want that ever again.
6, 8, 9, 15.
You rip his snout off. On the ground.
Well, actually, I'm a eagle.
Yeah.
So.
Before it gets bloody, I grab the hat.
Yeah. Nice. You don't want that messed up.
So I want to...
She's so beautiful. She probably
as a... or
so you know... Hold on. Before you go to smash it...
Smash it.
You know your goal isn't to smash these gems. They are to collect the gems.
So we take the gem.
Yeah. All right, so you go up to the obelisk.
Yeah.
You're too short. You can't reach it.
I can't reach it.
Is there... Do we have to like make sure there's not some trap here?
If you would like.
I mean,
it's probably a good idea.
I wouldn't be the good one to check.
None of us would.
Yeah.
Do we all have zero perception?
Well, I have good
my dex is plus two.
My dex is...
But you're still...
No, my perception's plus six. I do have a plus...
I'm going to say you guys can't make a check. Shit. Nobody can make... Because you're screaming your face off.
I can try.
Yeah, you could try.
I'm not...
Five.
Yeah, whatever. So you got to pull it?
Grab it.
Yeah. That comes out easy.
Oh,
no problem.
Does the fog go away?
Yeah, so the fog dissipates.
And all of our...
And you feel better now?
You start feeling better, yeah.
Can you take a rest?
Yeah, you can take a rest.
Oh, my God.
Long rest, Jesus Christ. What was XP? XP!
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's your job.
I skin the alligator man and keep his hide for later.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God. That's harsh.
I'm going to make a jacket.
He wasn't a bad man. He was driven crazy.
Yeah, but he's dead, so what does it matter? He doesn't need to skin anymore.
Look, if it's an alligator man, I'm assuming he's bad.
Oh, that's racist.
Super racist. What's your problem, dude?
All those alligator men moved in, and I had to get out of there.
Property value way down.
Couldn't let my kids go out and play by themselves anymore.
Goddamn gators moved in.
Some of theirs. Animal bones all over the ground.
250 each.
250 each.
7492.
Mm-hmm. So you take a nice little rest on the awful swamp.
Yeah, we're just dying.
Thing. Amid the bloody frogs and crocodiles.
It's very restful.
Yeah.
It smells nice too. Although I'm sure the swamp smells like ass no matter what.
I assume you're taking a short rest, not a long rest.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to roll all my hit die now.
Time check. What time did you say you had to go?
At 45.
Okay.
So in like 10 minutes.
Okay. That's good enough.
I don't give it 12. Yeah, we're at a good spot. We like finished an actual quest, kind of.
Well, I mean, we can go back and you guys can go back to the thing and we can resolve that at least.
Yeah, let's do that.
So you make your way back. Do you check any of the other islands? You want to check
out? No, fuck this place.
The whole area, you skip right by.
It's fine. Whatever. You don't care. I hope you wrote a lot of shit for it.
I use these one shots.
Oh, that's right.
It's a kind plan.
The only things I have to change are when it's like, you're fighting the king's men and you see a wizard, and I'm like, you see a giant leather.
Oh, yeah, you just change it up,
Also, they had the swamp madness, was like kind of. Sometimes these, like, things are. They do these, like, madness tables. And they're either, like, way too much or, like, pointless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least this way, like, you get disadvantage on checks. You're like, oh, that sucks. But then, like, it starts building where you don't, like...
The battling thing sucks if you're a wizard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Or me.
Or you're screaming. Or since he's screaming, they can hear you. Yeah. Like, but, like, their stuff is like, you know. Your eyes sting and you get blinded for a bit. And then, yeah, it's like, anyway, you make it back to the encampment. It's getting dark. And they said, you the crippling, like, ah, you did, you got it, hey, you thought you could be so happy. You're going to be happy.
Shut up.
And then you hear,
happy, happy, we're
going to be. Nash actually says that. Shut up.
I mean, it's too late. It's even, you yell at the first few that are in front of you.
But then the
there's like
just
a,
too
there's like 100 more
they're
behind
they're
them.
All fucking.
It's the worst.
It's just awful.
So.
Here's your fucking hat.
Did you yell at the queen like that?
I gave her the hat. I'm the one with the hat. Here you go, my queen.
Oh, thank you. You're almost attractive now.
Shit.
Not attractive, though.
Oh, yes. I'm quite ugly. You don't want any piece of this.
No. But she puts on her hat, and all of them, like, the frogs are like fucking more, wild. Yeah. Yeah. They're wild. And they go,
No, I don't mean to rush you, man, but can we move this along?
Why, certainly. Amongst you, you can pick one, and I will give you a night of carnal pleasure.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You will not regret.
This is not the reward we
want. I point to a random gribbly. I go, he can have it.
Holy shit!
Yes! We are kind like that. We disperse our gifts.
While that sounds extremely enticing, we were hoping for a more monetary reward.
Or at least some sort of valuable. For our travels. For our travels, man.
She's already walking back with the other frog.
Ready to
come on, yeah. Brains out.
Well, yeah. At least we made that.
That's what we
day.
Get. That's what our prize was.
You got a gem. You got your gem.
Yeah, we got the gem. That's true.
Whatever.
You have to. You can stay the night in the village, but you're gonna hear some things. From yeah, the
it's never gonna stop.
It's not gonna stop.
Well, look, we're in good standing with them now.
Yeah, so I turned to Krupp. When we get stronger, I'm coming back here and killing all these fuckers.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
I'm killing them all. Every single one of them.
You sure you want to come back here?
No one likes this place, so they're not going to be mad at you.
You're like, that was a long
it's
time
ago. It's just going to be fireball, fireball, fireball.
It's everywhere.
So, god, do you stay in the village? You stay in the
I mean, we'll get a long rest here, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, get a long rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you guys get. You're gonna stay in the village, and I mean, they're the frogs are all fucking super pumped for you.
Yeah.
They're pumped for us.
Yeah. They love good. You. They're like, they hand out sex to the queen.
They hand out sex. They're so selfless.
How could you resist?
It's so beautiful.
You know, it's not as hard as you think.
Oh, it's so hard.
Ooh.
Sex to the queen. It's the best like closing line to a thing I've ever
I had a feeling it was going to be something stupid like that because she would have mentioned it up front.
I mean, she
but also we
she doesn't feel the need to give anything to anyone. Like
she thinks she is the
gift. Yeah, she's the gift.
I mean, technically, she was giving us a lot because that's like what they all want.
Yeah, and you're so ugly.
Yeah, that was her doing us a favor. Yeah, me particularly, she said that.
Maybe she's really good at it.
Maybe.
Oh, now you're regretting. Now, Nash is like, shit.
You know what? Maybe she was really good at it.
Like, that could have been a night I'd remember forever.
Is this yours?
Nash,
I think I was thinking
13
clearly.
Times. I couldn't stop.
It was incredible.
I thought I was going to die, but I wanted to.
It would have been the way to go.
You're welcome.